This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 9th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, it's a warm day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem basks in sunshine. In Haifa, a gentle breeze makes for a pleasant afternoon. Now, here are today's headlines. First, just in, reports from Ynet indicate that a Hamas spokesman survived an Israeli strike in Gaza. Hazem Qassem reportedly escaped an airstrike on a vehicle, as Israel claims it eliminated Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports Prime Minister Netanyahu declared, "The war is not over yet." At a flight course graduation ceremony, Katz mentioned the IDF's readiness to renew a campaign against Iran. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Hamas is moving its operational center from Qatar to Turkey. This shift is due to fears of Israeli assassination attempts. Separately, JNS reported earlier today that sirens sounded in Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain. This followed missile and drone attacks launched by Iran, impacting flights including one from Ethiopia to Tel Aviv. And finally, coming from Walla, the IDF states its preparedness for a third campaign in Iran. This follows the recent attacks and ongoing tensions in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman, a security analyst, noted that Iranian social media circulated a video showing significant damage to the Chabahar Maritime Traffic Control Tower. This damage occurred during overnight U.S. strikes aiming at maritime infrastructure. Open Source Intel, a conflict monitoring account, shared a U.S. official statement. The official mentioned the escalation with Iran could last from one day to a month, depending on Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz. Additionally, Hillel Fuld, a tech influencer, highlighted Israel's resilience amid predictions of collapse. He pointed out that despite wars and global pressure, Israeli innovation continues to thrive. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Israeli strike in Gaza. According to Ynet, Hazem Qassem, a Hamas spokesman, survived an airstrike targeting a vehicle. Israel claims success in hitting other Hamas and Islamic Jihad operatives. This strike follows a series of escalating tensions in the region. Civilians in Gaza continue to face uncertainty and fear. Turning to Iran, Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Katz emphasize the ongoing conflict's seriousness. Katz addressed the IDF's readiness to conduct further operations against Iran. This comes amidst heightened regional tensions impacting diplomatic relations across the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights Hamas's strategic shift from Qatar to Turkey. Concerns over Israeli assassination attempts prompted this move. This relocation signifies a significant shift in Hamas's operational dynamics, affecting its regional activities. From earlier today, JNS reports on Iran's missile and drone attacks. These attacks led to sirens in nearby countries and disrupted flights, including one bound for Tel Aviv. This escalation has raised security concerns across the region, with potential implications for international air travel. Finally, Walla covers Katz's remarks on the IDF's readiness for renewed action against Iran. This statement underscores Israel's preparedness amid ongoing regional threats. The situation remains tense, with potential military and diplomatic consequences. Turning to business and markets. First, in financial news, CTEC reports that Matrix is expanding its defense activities through a $24 million acquisition of Lore Energy. This acquisition aims to enhance its software, cyber, and integration capabilities. Separately, Mariv Business warns of a fake advertisement circulating in Israel. The message falsely promises a 500 shekel voucher for a popular snack, Bamba. The National Cyber Unit cautions that this is a phishing attempt. And finally, Globes notes that Matrix IT is investing NIS 73 million for 80% of Lore Energy. This acquisition will bolster Matrix's offering in power systems and electromechanical components, strengthening its position in the defense sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.